For the tourist in Russia who's already seen the Bolshoi Ballet, Moscow is offering a new cultural attraction, the Museum of Car Theft. NPR's Lauren Sheets checked out the whimsical exhibit put together by a group of Russian businessmen.
The first thing you see when you enter the Museum of Auto Theft is an illustrated chart on the wall. It shows Moscow districts where you're most likely to have your car ripped off. The problem's a post-Soviet phenomenon, says guide Alexei Brizgalov.
Under Stalin, convicted auto thieves got 35 years in prison if they were lucky. Either that, or they were branded spies and executed. Nowadays, you get just 3 years.
Boxy-looking Soviet cars were never a major theft target anyway. But now expensive imports have flooded Russia. Alexei Svistunov helped create this living-sized museum in a busy Moscow car dealership. Svistunov says it's not just a gimmick to attract business. His partner, who runs the dealership, was a victim too.
He himself lost 3 or 4 cars, not only as a private owner, but the car company owner.
There are more than 200 items on display, and Svistunov says people donate new ones all the time. There are portraits of famous Russian musicians, politicians, and business people who've had their wheels stolen.
Yosif Kobzon, Lev Durov, Irina Muravyova, potom...
One of them was an Olympic skier who used her ski pole to stab a would-be attacker. The thief ended up in the hospital.
Like the Louvre or the Met, the Museum of Auto Theft boasts an antiquities section. A display case holds crew car theft implements. You can try out a rip-off artist's glass cutter. There are chains for locking steering wheels. Visitors can pick up a gangster's Kalashnikov rifle. There are improvised defenses, like a bear trap. Placed under the accelerator, thieves can get a mangled foot instead of a hot car. Then there's the modern art section. Shrill car alarms are now popular in Russia. Guides show off devices to disable alarm systems, spikes used to smash up car batteries. There are fake license plates and documents, skeleton keys, and high-tech electronic devices used to foil anti-theft systems. Museum director Dmitry Dubovitsky waxes philosophical, like a curator in a highbrow gallery. It's a symbiotic relationship, says Dubovitsky. The more sophisticated the anti-theft devices get, the more shrewd the thieves become. In contrast to the well-dressed crowds of culture mavens at other Russian museums, many visitors are self-described motorheads, like Alexander Pavlov, an industrial worker in grubby coveralls. Pavlov says car alarms offer only a false sense of security. When your alarm goes off, the worst thing you can do is come out to see what's going on, he says. These days, car thieves shoot first and ask questions later. Lauren Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.